Blog Talk Radio.
You know, at this point on our Lion for Life podcast, I usually take a minute or two to do a quick introduction, but I'm not even going to do that. We've got a lot to talk about. Topic is winter sports, and there's so much going on. I'm going to get right to it. Athletic Director Jason Kupfel joins me. And Jason, I don't know where you ever catch your breath, but boy, it looks like you got a lot coming up.
Yeah, we do. Great to be on again, Jim. Thanks for having us. Can't wait to have a great conversation and share the great news and good things that are happening here at St. Vider.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of the good news. Obviously, I want to talk about winter sports in particular, but you had a really big day this week with the National Letter of Intent signing day, and you need an extra table to fit all your athletes in at that one, didn't you?
We sure did. We usually bring two tables in there, Jim, and this year we had to go get that third tablecloth to welcome 11 student athletes who committed to play collegiate athletics next year. Record-breaking numbers in regards to boys lacrosse, 7 of them signing to play at the next level, 4 of them going Division I, and Connor and Jacob Friedman to Lafayette, Gio Armacia, Wagner College, and Zoe Lombardo to Bellarmine. And then, you know, we've sent a lot of kids to great Division III programs. We've got a lot of them in the area and throughout the nation. Alec Gern going to Carthage College, Nick Bowie to Aurora University, and Michael Capanda, Illinois. Wesleyan University, we're super excited to see them go off and show those communities exactly what we are as St. Vider in our lacrosse program. But not just those kids. We've had 4 other Division I signees for next year's freshman class in college. Connor Kachira for basketball going to William & Mary, where alumnus Michael Holland is their head lead assistant coach there. Track and field, Ethan Hillscamp's going to Abilene Christian in Texas. Jack Mahoney committed a couple years ago verbally to University of South Carolina, got that option to sign for baseball. And then our one girl of the group, Olivia Mormon, is going to Central Michigan to play Division I lacrosse. So just some great things in a school like ours, the size of ours, to have 11 student athletes sign in the winter time is phenomenal. And we're super blessed and excited for them.
Really great news. And I would encourage people to go to the website and follow you on social media, because some of these stories are so unique, and we won't cover them here, but each of these kids took a different path, and some are just great stories, so make sure everyone stays connected. But congratulations to them and to you, but let's talk about what you've got coming up now. It's winter sports time. It's winter outside is time to get going here with some of these winter sports.
Absolutely. Yeah, you blink your eyes and all of a sudden the fall's over and you're hearing the basketballs bounce in the gym from our offices. Girls basketball started last week Monday. They begin actually their season next week at Dundee Crown as the defending champion. So I'm looking forward to going out, watching them, and seeing them perform next week at Dundee Crown. This week, boys basketball began, wrestling began on Monday. Boys swimming begins in a few weeks, November 25th. And something new this year, boys bowling began October 30th, and girls bowling will begin November 18th.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I saw it on the schedule and on the website. So this is a first for St. Vider having a bowling team, right?
It is. We've never had a bowling team before. We've had a couple kids that have been interested in bowling, bowled on their own, bowled in the IHSA for their clubs. But this is the first time that we're going to have a team in school history. Currently, we're just growing the programs. We've got about 6 young men that have committed to play in the winter, and we're going to have about 2 to 4 young ladies that are looking to participate starting November 18th. So we're super excited about that, the opportunities that this is bringing. Another winter sport, because there's not that many going on. There's no experiences needed. We have a wide range of skill sets, and we've already seen some drastic improvement in just the first few weeks. We had a young man who was shooting 100, 125, and all of a sudden, the other day, he was shooting 195 and 215. So they are coming a long way with the work that they put in so far.
And you obviously don't have a bowling alley on campus there, so this is just another project for you to go out and find time and space to let these kids practice and perform.
Absolutely. We've got a great relationship with Beverly Lanes right here in Arlington Heights, just right down the row from us. So they're being super open and giving us the opportunity to bring our kids in there to practice.
They're great people over there. That's great to hear. Now, it's interesting you mentioned bowling and limited number of winter sports. You had a busy fall season. do you see a lot of kids go from one season right to the next and participate in various sports throughout the year?
We do. We have, with 80% of our students, athletes competing in athletics, we see a multitude of them crossing over to other sports, whether it's in the winter or the spring. So we don't have percentages behind that yet. We're actually working on that because we think it's fairly high. We're excited to see what those numbers are in the future. But they don't only just participate in athletics here from one season to the next. They might get involved in extracurricular activities such as the musical, which is super popular here at St. Vider with 200 students being part of that. We encourage them to go beyond their comfort zone and try some new things. So we continue to keep them active and engaged here at St. Vider.
Yeah, it's so good for the students and, you know, really encourages them to find new skills, which is important. Now, we talk about the students, but I know part of your job is dealing with the coaches. You take great pride in the coaching staff that you've got. How about any new faces coming in for the winter season?
Yeah, we obviously, with a new bowling team, we had to have a new bowling coach. Andrew Weber, who is an alum of St. Vider and a current social studies teacher here, is our first bowling coach here at St. Vider. He's doing a phenomenal job, really engaging the kids, making a good opportunity, really giving them, you know, not too much pressure to compare themselves to other teammates who might have a little bit more experience, and just going out there teaching the skills and teaching them how to love the game that some of them may have never really understood or knew. So we're excited about that. Coach Halpin, our legendary golf coach, has actually agreed to help him out as an assistant coach. So we're super excited about that as well. In the basketball sense of things, Larry Perkins, who has been involved at St. Vider for a long time with our junior Lions teams, has come on and has agreed to coach our sophomore boys basketball team. We couldn't be more excited having a perfect fit for that level with his knowledge and love and passion for St. Vider High School. So he's come on board. His son, Patrick, is our varsity assistant coach and is a 2005-2004 grad, right around there, of St. Vider High School. Also, on the girls' sides of things, a new coach here at St. Vider and a new social studies teacher, Eric Levin's, taken over as our JV girls' head basketball coach. He's doing a great job. He's got a great rapport with the young ladies, and we're excited to see how he does with them.
Well, we're talking to Athletic Director Jason Kuppel of St. Vider High School today, and you can, you know, actually tell his enthusiasm for his role at the school and getting a lot of information about the winter sports program. You can follow along, of course, at stvider.com, as well as following various teams and St. Vider Athletics on social media, Twitter in particular. There's a lot of great updates that come out often real time during some of these games. So you know, do a little search and find the ones you want to follow and be a part of that, because it's very exciting this time of year. Jason, I've heard you say a couple times during our conversation, whether it's students or coaches, I've heard you mention JV teams, sophomore teams. How are you doing at the lower levels of these sports in terms of bringing the younger students in?
Jim, it's always a challenge in our community with so many different things that these kids can get involved with. So we're always kind of looking at that lower levels to see how many kids are participating in the growth of the sports, and some sports are struggling to grow just in the nation. So we're always keeping an eye on that. We're blessed and lucky to be able to have lower levels in both the boys and girls basketball programs. Wrestling, we've got so many different levels of and experience of our athletes, so we're able to have a lower and a varsity level. The same thing with swimming. So we want to make sure we're providing these kids an opportunity to succeed, grow at their own pace, but also be challenged to a level that is right for them. With dance and cheerleading, you know, we've talked a lot about that, having a new dance program this year. It started off phenomenally with the sideline in the fall. They've transitioned here into the winter with a full 17 kids on the dance team after we didn't have a dance team. So the numbers there are really great. Cheerleading has increased as well. And, you know, we also don't want to forget, you know, hockey. While it seems like it's a full all-year-round sport, they compete in the fall and the winter here in Illinois, and we have record numbers of two levels, a JV and a varsity, 22 on each one of those levels, you know, participating in hockey. So they're growing that program tremendously as well.
Well, let's talk about a couple of these individual sports and get a quick update from you if we can. And we'll start with basketball, where the programs have had great success the last couple of years, and some kids who've gone on to play already at the Division I level. What are you seeing for both of the teams this year?
For basketball-wise, you know, they're learning who they're going to be this year. You know, each year you graduate some key components in regards to who was part of that program, seniors that have moved on and moved out. So, you know, with losing two Division I players on the basketball side in Trayvon Calvin and Jeremiah Hernandez, you know, you're going to have to find some ways to replace them. Luckily, we got a Connor Kachera who's going to William & Mary, so he's going to be a focal point of all other teams to look at and try to make it tough for him to score, but we've got some great supporting roles in regard to that. Then on the girls' side, you know, they got some young talent in the program, and they can fill up the basket. Where they're losing a little bit is on the defensive end with a couple seniors that graduated that were phenomenal defenders. So it's going to be exciting to watch them progress and grow over the next 3-4 months to prepare for the conference and then the state tournament.
Yeah, a lot of talent on that team, as you said, some of the younger kids. And it sounds like you've got the same thing over on the swimming side, some records falling again this year in the pool.
Yeah, we've got a sophomore here. She's doing a tremendous job in regards to her improvement, Olivia Dorshorst. She set a couple already school records in the 500-meter and then the 100-meter. They go to sectionals tomorrow as a team. We're really excited to see how they perform there with some bigger schools and the opportunities that come to qualify for different races at the state competition next weekend.
And I want to go back to, you mentioned a couple other programs that probably don't get enough attention. The first is cheerleading, which is a competitive season in the winter, if I remember correctly. So they got a list of competitions that they'll be going to now in the months ahead.
Yeah, so in the months ahead for cheerleading, they will compete in 6 different competitions over the next 3 months as they prepare for the state tournaments at the end of their season. And then the dance team will participate in 2 competitions this year. We wanted to start them off slow. We have a number of different variety of skill set within the dance program, but these girls are coming along quick and doing a phenomenal job.
And both of those, besides their competitions, and both of those programs are involved in, you know, sideline activities during the basketball games too, right?
Yeah, Jim. One thing that we talked about when we met this year with the dance and the cheerleading coaches was asking for the girls to help us bring spirit to the school, be there to help excite the Cahill Crazies, our fans, and bring just a different energy to the sideline. So they're committed to that, and we're really looking forward to them being part of that, part of St. Viator as well.
And certainly love to highlight the students and the coaches, but we've got about a minute left, and I want to put a little focus on you as well. With all these kids who are being recruited and signing these letters of intent to go play at outstanding schools, is that just more of a commitment on your part to handle the communication with the various colleges who are recruiting and coming through, and how do you and the staff make sure that that's all handled correctly?
It's important. We want to make sure that we are creating a good atmosphere for these college coaches that are coming in here, a welcoming environment, so that they know that our kids are going to come from here and be a great member of their team and community. So I really work collaboratively with the coaches, the parents, our coaches, the students, and throughout their journey. We talk to college coaches all the time. We invite them to come in. We set up meeting times for them. The bulk of the work is held by the student athletes during the recruitment process, but we're here to support them, be behind them, and guide them as they guide themselves or walk themselves through this process. It's not an easy one. It's a stressful one, and one that we want to make sure that they're making the right choice for them.
Yeah, well, you've done an outstanding job, and certainly bring a lot of attention to these kids. Now, I mentioned earlier, let's keep everyone involved and connected as we go through the winter season here. What are the best spots to stay connected on either the web or social media?
Best thing to do is follow us both on Twitter and Instagram at Viator Athletics. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of times stuff is happening in real time when we're there or I'm there, making sure everybody that can't be there is part of the action and community. So those are probably the best places. And, you know, we put a lot of articles and we do a sports person of the month. If you go to our St. Vita Athletic webpage and just go through our St. Vita website at www.stvita.com, you'll find a lot of those great stories there to learn more about just not what they're doing on the court or on the field or in the pool, but the type of people they are in the Vita way and what they're doing off the field for their teammates, classmates, and community.
Excellent. Well, our thanks to Jason Cuffell, Athletic Director at St. Vita High School, for being here today. Always great to get an update. We'll let Jason go. He's got a busy weekend ahead. And thanks to all of you for listening. We hope you stay connected, and we'll look forward to another conversation on the Align for Life podcast soon. Thanks.